Dear students, the purpose of this second podcast is to provide you with some important information for the upcoming examination. At this stage, we assume that you have gone through most of the work as you had to prepare for the assignments and you are enjoying the module. Two assignments were submitted, and now what is left is just the final assessment, the examination. Some important examination guidelines we would like to share with you. Please make sure that you are writing the correct examination paper, that is FAC 1501, as there have been some instances where students have written the incorrect examination paper. The examination paper will be as follows. It is a two-hour paper and will consist of 100 marks. There will be no theory questions. The examination paper will consist of practical type questions only. There will be no multiple choice questions. I repeat, there will be no multiple choice questions. Throughout your studies during this semester, you would have noted that the account equation and the T accounts form the fundamental basics of accounting. Therefore, all the other topics are built on this foundation. Do make sure that your knowledge of the fundamental concepts is well up to date to allow you to tackle any question which comes your way. It is important to note that questions can be asked in different ways. You should know how to answer these questions when asked differently. For example, journal can be prepared either by recording the information directly from source documents or can be recorded from a list of transactions. You should know how to record transactions in the journals using either method. We would like to refer you to tutorial letter 102. Do make use of this tutorial letter. It contains additional questions and solutions. We believe that this tutorial letter will be useful because it provides you with an opportunity to assess your knowledge and provide you with more training. By now you have realized that financial accounting can only be mastered through practice and more practice. When answering a question that requires you to record transactions in a journal, it will be perfectly acceptable for you to write only the correct headings for the journal columns and record the transactions under the relevant column headings. We do not expect you to draw perfect columns. Having the headings is sufficient. Just make sure you record correctly. The same applies to general ledger account. If you draw a T account and indicate the debit and credit side and show us your entries, this is also acceptable. Please note that marks are allocated to transactions entered in the correct columns and the correct side of the general ledger account and not for perfectly drawn columns. We would like to encourage students to consult their assigned e-tutors and get all the help they need. Remember, as lecturers, we are available and ready to assist. Do call us and make an appointment to visit us, or use to your convenience the subject email address for any subject-related matters. Allow me to read the following quote. Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. By Winston Churchill. With these words, we hope that you will all find the courage to go and write the examination. We wish you all the best with your examination. From all of us, FAC 1501 lecturers. Thank you.